It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Well, I got to see actually the red carpet where the SAGs were going down. The Screen Actor Guild Awards happened in California over the weekend. Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Brad Pitt, Laura Dern, all honored. The Crown and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which everyone says I have to watch, won for best TV drama and comedy. But everyone is talking about, first of all, Brad Pitt and what a charmer he is.
I gotta add this to my Tinder profile. Thank you, my brothers, my sisters. This means so much, more than I can possibly fathom. I want you to know I watch everything. I watch you all, and the work has been mesmerizing, so I thank you.
Took his award for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I still need to watch. And then his former wifey, Jen Aniston, won for The Morning Show.
I mean, who knew that emotional breakdowns felt that good? It was literally like, you know, 7 months of therapy covered about 20 years of work. So thank you for watching that.
The moment everyone's talking about is when Brad was holding his award and he was backstage and he stopped and is watching Jen just with these beautiful, like, he had the biggest smile on his face. He's watching her accept her award. Then he catches her and, like, grabs her arm backstage. And it's like, get back together. They're both single. They're both beautiful. They were just the best couple.
That makes me, like, emotional.
I know. I remember when they split, I almost cried. I don't know why.
But so you two are holding out hope that there will be a reconnection?
Absolutely. It's just the chemistry. I mean, there's a genuine love, you can tell. And I think she's definitely let bygones be bygones with the whole Angelina situation. But it was just so cute that he holds her just on a pedestal still. And I just love to see that. So very cool. Well, there's lots of drama that went down with LeBron James. So there's a small yellow object came flying out of the Springfield College stands. Basically, appeared to hit LeBron's son at one of his little basketball games. And here's the audio of LeBron talking about it.
I did see the referee stopped the inbounds and the cop came up there, but I didn't even know what happened until the video evidence showed me today when I got here. I mean, it's just disrespectful. I mean, and it was a little kid too. I don't know how old that little kid was. I don't know if he learned that on his own or he learned that at home or whatever the case may be, but it's disrespectful. I wonder how old that kid is. But that earlier made me mad when I saw that.
So could you imagine? So LeBron's in the stand. He's watching Bronny play. By the way, his team lost, his son's high school team. And then, yeah, someone threw something at his kid. But it was a child, but still.
It wouldn't be cool. I mean, come on. We all know if you're going to throw something at somebody, throw it at LeBron James, not his kid.
Yeah.
LeBron's trash, not his kid.
No. They learned that's bad because you learn sportsmanship at a young age. So shame on that family. You got to teach your kids right. Well, Kelly Ripa, she has quit drinking. And Ryan Seacrest is like, is it because of me or?
They're saying that Americans bought less wine last year. It's the first drop in a quarter of a century. Now, I believe this is because I quit drinking. That I caused this dip.
Yeah, so she said she actually quit drinking 3 years ago after Ryan Seacrest joined the show.
So was she drinking because of Michael Strahan then?
It could have been. Maybe she was stress drinking. Co-hosts will do that to you. Now moving on to Megan Edmonds. Okay, so she, if you're not familiar with her, she's a Real Housewife of Orange County. And she was with Jim Edmonds, who was a baseball player. He played for like the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. And here's the deal. So basically, they have split. She has said he is now dating the woman that they had a threesome with.
She would have things like a new Range Rover or like a new Cartier watch. And she didn't work. And so I jumped to some of my own conclusions and we weren't really that very close. But just there's something weird between them.
Now he denies it, of course, but that is pretty juicy.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Dating trends in 2020, there's a new one and it involves a White Claw, or at least White Clawing. Do I have your attention? We'll go over those coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.